الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah abrogated the previous command that once a person falls asleep after opening his roza, then his new roza starts from that time. And if he gets up again, and even if it is before Subah Sadiq, he was not permitted to eat, drink or cohabit with his wife. But later Allah changed that and made now the time till Subah Sadiq, till the time of dawn, when the time of Fajr comes in, Subah Sadiq comes in, till that time now Allah has made it permissible that at night from sunset till that time a person can eat, drink and meet with his wife. Yeah, Allah gives another command with regard to the i'tikaf also. وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. اور نہ ملو عورتوں سے جب تک کہ تم اعتکاف کرو مسجد میں. And do not meet with your wives as long as you are in اعتکاف. Apparently this doesn't apply to our time, where اعتکاف in the masjid, there is no question of meeting with one's wife. But however, even today, there are those masajid, there is one particular masjid in Lanesia, many other masajid where the imam's house is adjacent to the masjid. And when a person is in i'tikaf, he is permitted to go out of the masjid for his necessity of toilet, etc. And if he doesn't want to use the masjid toilets, and till the time of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, there were no masjids with the, no toilets with the masjids. So then a person will go to the toilet of his house. And when he goes there, then his wife will also be there. And while a person is fasting, he cannot meet with his wife. But after roza opens, he can meet with her. But the person who is in i'tikaf 24 hours, in the day also, at night also. And even if he leaves the masjid for his necessity of toilet, he's still in i'tikaf. Though he's out of the masjid, but he's still a mu'takif, and therefore he's not allowed to waste any time when he goes for his necessity out of the masjid. So if he goes to the toilet of his house and his wife is there, then he should not touch her, he should not meet with her. For a mu'takif, this is not permissible. And just touching her, holding her, will lead to further things. So therefore, that command is given that when a person is in i'tikaf, he is not allowed to meet with his wife in any form. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. یہ حدیں باندھی ہوئی ہے اللہ کی, سو ان کے نزدیک نہ جاؤ. These are the limits which Allah Ta'ala has set, so don't even go near these limits. This is one great teaching of Islam. The limit is there, the border is there, but the great teaching of Islam is, and this is what is taqwa, that even don't go even near those borders. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that that cow that grazes on the border of one's land, it's very close that it will go out of the border into the next man's land. And then there it will be, they will hit that cow, chase it away again. Other problems can come about. They can, just because of the cow going over the border, things land in court cases also. So in all matters, Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. And don't even go near zina. So Allah closed all the doors of zina. The looking, the touching, the talking, sending any message, anything that can lead a person to zina, and this is taqwa, that a person stays away from all those things. Not to be alone with a woman, like in a room or anywhere, in any place, a person should be, should take his precautions, and this is taqwa. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ, and do not even go near the wealth of the orphans. If you are a trustee of the wealth of some orphans, don't even think of going near and using that. I will replace it tomorrow again. I can use it now, next month I will replace it again. Don't even go near, forget devouring the wealth of the orphans. Don't even touch that. So Allah Ta'ala gave us in all matters our boundary, our limits. And Allah has warned, don't even go near those limits in any way. This is the safety of a person. And a person wants his honesty and integrity to be intact, then he shouldn't even go near or anything of these things that leads towards that also. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ. اسی طرح بیان فرماتا ہے اللہ اپنی آیتیں لوگوں کے واسطے. In this way, Allah Ta'ala explains His clear signs for people. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, تاکہ وہ بچتے رہے. So that they can always keep their integrity, keep their honor, keep their taqwa in place. So in all matters, this is the prudent and wise matter way of any intelligent person, that whatever can lead him to a greater wrong, he must stay away from the very beginning from those things. In all matters, don't take chances anywhere. And it is only natural that a human being takes his precaution. It's winter now, we take precaution, we wear warm clothes. So in dunya things, we all take our precaution. In the same way, in deeni matters, we should also take our precaution. And whatever can lead us to a haram, we should stay away from there. In fact, it is a principle of fatwa that anything that leads a person to haram, that thing is also haram. Because it will lead you to haram, so stay away from there. We are also taught that we must stay away from the places where any accusation can come against us. For example, a person wants some ice, and he goes to a bar to get ice. But going in the bar, he's not going to drink, he's not going to buy liquor. But he will come under accusation. People will doubt him. We should stay away from all those things also. Anything that can lead a person to people having doubts, we should be careful about those things also. Anything that can lead us to guna, we should stay away from those things. Though they are not guna in themselves, but they can lead us to guna, we have to stay away from that also. So yeah, the ayat is about not meeting with one's wives in a matter of etiquette. The principle that is born out here and taught is very broad. And that is the important thing that we should try and learn, bring into our lives, that don't go to anything that can lead us to any doubtful thing, to any haram. And stay away from all places where any accusation can be leveled against us. Live a life of integrity and nobility. That is what Allah wants for His bandas. Their respect and honor must be in place all the time. Wa akhiru da'wana.